This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From it anymore.
Yeah. I just figure if he wasn't before.
Right.
If he wasn't before Saturday, he is now. And again, how high on that list, you know,
right.
Fourth, fifth, sixth, down seven, eight, I don't know. But I just know that you're probably going to like what you saw on Saturday. Always figured, though, that Florida State, hell, we were saying that yesterday, going to swing, whether it's an Urban, whether it's a Stoops, going to swing big first. And to me, it makes a lot of sense for Stoops. It just, I mean, I don't know why you wouldn't. He was a king in college football. That's the point we're all making. So I'd go for it if I'm him, but we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, so anyway, it'll be fascinating to watch. It'll be fascinating to watch exactly how much movement there is, right? Does Arkansas move on from Chad Morris after a second year? You know, what the coaching ripple effects will be, but still a lot left
to. People are DMing me telling me the money will be there and sound like
for
money.
For Arkansas?
No, for Memphis to pay all of its coaches. And we'd like, believe me, I know the want to is there. And I'd certainly like to believe this is the perfect time. So you've got the, in Laird Veach, right? We were all joking around that you're coming in, oh, your job looks pretty easy. But this is the part of the job right now.
Yep.
It's going to be money for his coaches. And we'll see how easy it is. It's to the point that the guy DMing me is making that when you knock on these doors now, yeah, you're going to be more apt, more likely to want to give it, right? But can you give enough? Again, when you've got so many hands that unfortunately are going to have to be out because these guys deserve the raises.
Just getting a tweet sent to me now from Andrew. Bruce Feldman reported 20 minutes ago that Bob Stoops is not a candidate for the Florida State coaching vacancy. Obviously, Mike Leach, you got to think would be on that list. Mark Stoops, no thanks. I mean, Kentucky's like he's made Kentucky respectable, but. Dude, we're talking about Florida State.
Stop watching Kentucky this year.
Yeah, we're talking about Florida State. Yeah,
I mean,
Florida State is still an awesome job.
You just gave $17 million you've got to finish paying out. And you telling me that Stoops is what gets you excited to pay out the $17 million and go pay him and get you back on? No.
What do you think about
Bob's one thing?
What do you think about Mike Leach at Florida State? Does that fit make sense to you? Like, I don't know if he's the guy for that job.
He feels a little unorthodox for that gig.
He does. I mean, he feels unorthodox for most, though.
For most, and it's got to be niche. And maybe maybe he'd be willing to do the thing, but it just feels a little bit off for me. Would Mike take it? I think Mike gonna take a big check. So yes,
right.
He would go.
Right.
I just wonder if the fit would be right there in terms of what he's selling.
So really
quickly,
typically
we're gonna be smart. You know?
Josh Newberg over at 247 Sports, who covers Florida State, has a list of 10 names to know as the Seminoles enter their head coaching search. P.J. Fleck is the first one he mentioned. Minnesota's undefeated. P.J. Fleck's done a really good job there. They want game day really badly. They're not going to get it. I mean, it just goes to show you, like, how hard it is to get that. But P.J. Fleck is on the list. Dave Clawson, Wake Forest.
Wake Forest.
No thanks. I mean, not for Florida State. Mike Leach is on the list. Matt Campbell from Iowa State.
Is Lane Kiffin on the list?
I doubt it. I highly doubt it. I mean, that's a huge jump. That's a huge jump. Matt Campbell, I think, might be the favorite according to some sites. Mark Stoops, obviously getting the vouch from his brother. Mark Richt is on this list, but I don't think he's going to get back into coaching. And then Mike Norvell. Mike Norvell is on this list over at 247. So clearly, like, he is in the conversation. He is in the conversation. How high on the list?
That's
we will
what I'm
see.
Saying. Seems,
but a lot of times, what happens with these
feel
jobs?
Like it's top three.
Most jobs strike out on their first two or three. You know, targets, you know, most of these
So we're
places.
Saying we're going with the report, the second report that Bob has turned it down, and we agree?
Oh, I trust Bruce. I trust Bruce Feldman. Like, I will trust him on that. I don't think he would come out and say that he's not a candidate if he's not a candidate. I certainly trust him over a TV station.
If I'm just saying, if that's true, if I'm Florida State, I would end it there on the Stoops calls. I don't understand how Mark gets you there, the paying the 17 to Taggart to get him out of there. Mark, I don't know that that's enough of an upgrade for me, or at least enough excitement level for Florida State fans. for any of us. I don't think that's the way you go.
I think it's a good job, though. I still think it's one of the premier jobs in college football.
Yeah,
so
it is.
You should be able to hire a really good coach for that job. I mean, there's no doubt about it in that league. I mean, you just should be able to. Anyway, we will come back. Lots more to come. Big news in sports radio. As the godfather of sports radio is heading out. He's heading out, and we'll get into maybe what led to his departure.
When we come back, leaving?
Oh no! Not here locally. Oh. Not here locally. but nationally. You know, one of the OGs.
Gotcha.
We will get into that when we come back. Lots more to come. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
This week, the Jason and John Show is sponsored by First Horizon Bank, formerly First Tennessee Bank. First Horizon Bank on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Andro 400 Max. Man, that's a game changer. You know, I don't eat as much as I used to, and I don't miss it, and I don't feel deprived. I've lost 37 pounds, and the spare tire around my waist is gone. I mean, it's gone. Plus, I've got a lot more energy. You know, I couldn't be happier.
Now, listen to what Bill said about Andro 400.
I have tried all kind of different things to lose weight for years. And this thing is crazy. I've lost 20-something pounds. This is the best product I've ever tried. I don't get the urge anymore for sweets. It's amazing.
Guys, do you want to curb your appetite, lose fat, and feel great? Then try Andro 400, the natural testosterone booster that melts belly fat. Call 1-888-400-0435. 888-400-0435 or go to andro400.com. andro400.com.
Right now at Thompson Machinery, your local Cat dealer, get 0% for 60 months with zero down on select new Cat compact equipment. Whether you're looking to buy, lease, or rent, we've got the right solution to fit your job site needs. Call Thompson Machinery at 901-245-6337 or visit tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. That's Thompson Machinery at 901-245-6337 or tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. Terms and conditions apply.
Restaurants are kind of like sports teams. You have your minor leagues all the way up to the professionals. If you're looking to move your palate up to the next level, stop by South of Beale. Start off with a delicious salad you won't find anywhere else. You'll become a lifetime fan of South of Beale's world-class kitchen, featuring incredible entrees like the pan-seared salmon or steak and mac. South of Beale is where the who's who of Memphis go to eat, drink, and feel like an all-star. Step on up to the plate of Big League Diamond. South of Beale. 361 South Main in Memphis.
Are you looking for a stress reliever? Why not a massage or facial from Massage Envy Spa? With 4 convenient locations, you can go today. Our licensed massage therapists will melt your stress away. Or for more pampering, try our special services, including chemical peels and microdermabrasion. Massage Envy Spa in Collierville at Carriage Crossing, at Poplar at Exeter, and in Midtown on Union Avenue. And our newest location in Cordova on Germantown Parkway. It's not too late to feel better. Relax. It's Massage Envy.
Every year, millions fly with us at Allegiant because together we go places. From how we go to where we go to what we do when we get there, we love doing it together. Save when you book flights, hotels, and rental cars only at Allegiant.com. Together, we fly.
Book a nonstop flight from Memphis to Tampa, St. Pete, one way for as low as $43. Must be purchased by November 20th, 2019 for travel between November 21st, 2019 and February 13th, 2020. Seats and dates are limited. Restrictions apply. See Allegiant.com for details.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
All right, everybody, this time we do the rundown. Let's get to it.
Now, it's the rundown presented by LA Fitness. The biggest stories from Jason and John. Everything y'all need on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
Oh, we've touched on it, but hadn't gotten too deep in it and don't want to get too knee-deep in L's. But the Grizzlies did fall 107-100 last night to a James Harden led Houston Rockets squad. James Harden had 44 points last night. If you saw, there was one point where Jay Crowder was going after him, too, because for a little shot, John.
Yep.
Did you look like he got him in the midsection, or that was on purpose? Either way, Crowder wasn't having it.
Exactly.
After he got up. Didn't slow him down too much, though. Harden finishes with 44, like we said. Everybody's watching John Morant, and we know. We talked about it a little bit earlier on some of these chances he's taking on going up for some of these more athletic-looking dunks. You just hope that he comes down the right way. And last night, with that knee bent the way he was, bent back, he was able to walk it off, bounce it off. And he's young, and you can figure he's going to be able to do that most of the time. But you just hate to you'd hate to see that go a different way. That said, for the most part, I thought offensively, 23 points on 10 of 16 shooting, was looking to shoot the ball a little bit more, looking a little bit more comfortable with each game offensively. Got one,
yep.
And the CA's written about it. I texted with a couple friends about it, where he catches. You see the athleticism. You know one thing you'd never see Mike Conley come in and do, with all due respect and as great a player as he was, but this is an illustration of everything that we talked about with what this season would look like. You would never see Mike Conley come in and get a putback dunk. Just wasn't what he does. Right, Mike Conley gonna stick his nose in there and rebound for you, but he was not the athlete, right? To see a guy come over, jump over PJ Tucker, and I know PJ Tucker was playing center at the time. I want to tell you, I think with that lineup they had out there, dunking the ball over PJ, he's all on the back of PJ's necks with the neck with the you know what, John.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty exciting. And these are the moments that you're going to get. That's like there's these teachable moments, right, that you hope there are enough of, close games and all that you get the maximum sort of development that you can out of Ja and Jaren. You want them in enough important game situations that they learn from that and can carry it on. But it's also those moments there where you sort of see the excitement level that we hope this new, right, next gen, as they call it, sort of themed it, a new way of winning in the NBA. And there are those moments with Ja every night. You cannot take your eyes off of him when he is on the floor. That said, I do wonder, John, is he on the floor enough? Because if you look at it, 28 roughly minutes a game right now. You look at RJ Barrett in New York, he's getting about 37. And there are times, John, there at the end of the game, at the end of the second quarter, where Taylor Jenkins pulls out Ja. I think he's got two fouls at that point. Pete Pranica even remarked on it. He's got two fouls. It's late in the second quarter, and you're pulling him. We think, speculative here, that it's because, you're trying to keep him from avoiding picking up the third foul.
Yep.
But I want Ja Morant, if he's only got two fouls, right, learning himself how to not pick up that third foul, learning himself how to finish off first halves strong. And I know, look, Taylor Jenkins isn't going to get judged this year. And it feels like there's no question it's a marathon, not a sprint. Mm-hmm. So there's no need to throw Ja out there, right. 39, 40 minutes. I get that. You're taking your time with this. But you ain't winning no playoff game. You're not getting the playoffs here. The entire point of the season is their development. In a game, John, where Jaren's not out there, so I'm not getting any – in terms of that development, it's not happening with him.
Yeah.
Why don't I have Ja finishing out that quarter?
Right.
Again, situations, finishing strong in a quarter. You want your team to finish strong. You're the one leading them. You're still in this game with Houston. So again, pulling him out, putting Tyus in there doesn't make a lot of sense. And I just wonder if I don't know how important it is right now, sitting at 1-4, 1-5, whatever the heck it is at this point.
Right.
I don't know how important it is right now to get those minutes up. I'm not going to sit here and get out on a street corner and say Taylor Jenkins need to play him more.
Yep.
But I do wonder why you're not, when the other rookies in the league that clearly, New York team like New York that's got nothing to lose, they're going to play their guys. Why aren't you playing yours?
All right, so give me what's Ja's what's he averaging per minute?
28 minutes per game.
All right, 28 minutes a game. So let's kind of just go through. Obviously, we know Zion is not playing. We know Zion is not playing this year.
Roll that one out for now.
All right, RJ Barrett, like you said, he is averaging 37 minutes a game.
37, isn't it?
That's a lot. That is a lot of minutes.
He's probably on the highest of anybody, I would guess.
Off the top of your head, you probably think of like rookies like Tyler Hero, right?
Yes, who's having a fantastic rookie season so far.
Is he leading Rookie of the Year, the Rookie of the Year campaign 2 weeks into the season?
Maybe.
I mean, he's averaging 15 and 6.
He's right there.
16 and 6.
Ja's averaging almost 20 now, though.
But the Heat are a little better,
It's true. But again, that you don't have to be on a good team to win Rookie of the Year.
Right, right, right. Tyler Hero, 32 and a half. He's averaging 32
and a
half.
He's in the 30s.
Okay, how about Rui Hachimura? I'm just pulling out guys who went high in the draft. Rui is averaging 29 minutes a game. So Rui's getting a lot of minutes. DeAndre Hunter, who I believe is he in Atlanta? Yeah, he's in Atlanta. He is getting 27 minutes a game. So, I mean, Ja's kind of keeping pace. Like, he's kind of keeping pace with the rest of the rookies not named RJ Barrett, right? But I feel you.
I mean, Hero's getting more minutes. And this is the leader of your team, John.
Right.
The face of your franchise. And we can have that conversation whenever we want to. But this is the leader of this thing.
Right.
And so, again, I'm not putting it up to DEFCON 4-3-2-1 here.
Yeah.
I'm not going crazy in Taylor Jenkins' first 5-6 games.
Right.
But I do wonder why. Well, you know, why are you protecting him from himself? Yeah, because I could actually buy that argument as well a little bit, that because you see the moments we just talked about him. He'll go up and try to do something where you're just wondering, man, it's not worth it. You know what I'm saying? Those kind of moments where when he's trying to jump over these guys. So are you protecting him from himself a little bit from that kind of action? I don't know. Again, 28 seems fine. You look at some other rookies, maybe that's where they're around, but I'd rather have him, you know, on the high side of, you know, maybe a little bit closer to 33, 34,
right,
or at least just getting as much as he can. You know, what we haven't seen a lot, and a lot of this is on Jaren, is the two of them together. I think Tim McMahon points out that only three of Jaren's buckets this season have actually been assisted by Ja Morant. Now, that's separate. Much of that has to do with Jaren, his ability to stay on the floor. Now he's got an injury, all that.
Yep.
But John, it is all about this season, those two,
their
development, seeing how high the ceiling can be. And you don't see that without playing them.
Well, and I will tell you this. I'm pleased with one half of that. Ja has been as advertised.
Yeah, he's getting comfortable offensively. That's the part I've liked.
Ja has been exactly the player that everybody thought he could be, right? Like, his per 48, I don't have it in front of me, but his per 48 numbers have got to be through the roof. Like, they've got to be heat. Like, he's all-star caliber numbers, I would say. I've been disappointed with Jaren. Now, and I know, obviously, there's some injury stuff going on, and I know that Jonas hasn't been on the floor, but, you know, they're supposed to be a step taken. They're supposed to be a step from rookie to sophomore year, and if anything, he's taken a step back so far.
Mm-hmm.
His numbers are down slightly.
Much of it, he's either been in foul trouble or, for the most part, every game this season.
Yeah, but I mean,
Or injured as of last night.
If this season is about the development and sort of how Ja and Jaren look, I'm pleased with one side of that.
That is absolutely what it's about.
And I'm not happy with the other side of that. So, it's kind of a wash. Like, this season's kind of a wash so far. Now, we're 2 weeks into the year. But still, like, I am not like, woo! I am so, like, I mean, I'm ecstatic about one half of it. But I got questions about the other.
Yeah, we got to let Jaren and Jonas play together a little more. I know this is a conversation about Ja and Jaren, but those two, Jaren getting comfortable with him being in there, right? So I think some of that's led to the fouling. There's no question about it. So we got to let the two of them let Jaren get comfortable with having JV out there. Then I think you get a much more confident Jaren that can sort of slide down and do his thing, like we're talking about with Precious.
Yep.
Guy can slide down and more do his thing.
Yep.
But we'll see. I'm with you. The numbers are the thing that haven't impressed you most. But again, you want to see him with Ja.
Yep.
And to only have three of Jaren's baskets so far assisted by, well, that's a problem.
It is.
And again, there's many factors here that why that's happening, but eventually you've got to get to a point where both of those guys are out there for the majority of the game. I don't understand why you would go any other direction. That's what this is about. Those are the two pieces you're hoping have got to be a big part of this going forward. So why you're not maximizing the opportunity to have them out there, I don't get. We'll see. Again, a lot of variables here early in the season, see how it goes, and I suspect we'll see them both out there more as it goes on. But, my gosh, let's treat them with the let's take off the kid gloves.
Yep. Next story.
We got to get to Brian Scalabrine. We will do that. We still have a lot more to come here on the show, including the godfather of sports radio taking on a different role. We'll get into that and more. But when we come back, Brian Scalabrine will join us. We will talk to him. Maybe we'll ask him about Jaren Jackson Jr. We'll ask him about the Warriors, about Ja Morant. Lots more to come with Brian Scalabrine. He's up next. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hi, this is Troy Fiveash, owner of Fiveash Roofing. It is that time of year where the weather is unpredictable, and given the recent storms, it's a good time to discuss insurance claims. So here's a few things you should know. Always hire a local contractor, because if you have a problem with your roof down the road, you want to be able to find him. Never allow anyone to pressure you into signing a contingency contract. They're used as sales tools, making you feel committed, and the truth is, those contracts are not worth the paper they're written on. Be careful of door knocking walking salesmen. Some are reputable, but many are not. They canvass the neighborhood and tell everyone to file a claim, working their percentages and not caring if you file a claim, even when they know the likelihood of it being approved is low. Some will even damage your roof, hoping to convince the adjuster it's storm damage. That's fraud, and contractors have gone to jail for that. So do your research and know who you're hiring. Five Ash Roofing, the official roof of the University of Memphis Athletic Department. Fair, honest, and ethical. 367-0050 or memphisroofer.com.
Five Ash Roofing is what we do. We're here for you.
Access granted. Welcome to Flash. Ignition activated. Implementing instant play sensor system. Prepare to engage on fun and warp speed in T-minus 3, 2, 1. Flash forward to the fun with new Flash Instant Games. Loaded with cash prizes, play today and you could win up to $1,000 in a flash. The new cash-packed Flash Instant Games. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Here's your chance to play three times a day and once on Sundays with the Tennessee Lottery. With Cash 3 and Cash 4, your favorite numbers could win you anywhere from $500 on Cash 3 up to $5,000 on Cash 4. So plan to play your favorite numbers. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3, 4. And save time using the convenient mobile playslip on your Tennessee Lottery app. Build and save your playslip to use again and again at your favorite lottery retailer. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Hey roofers, have a big job coming up? The Home Depot has all the quality GAF roofing shingles and accessories to help you get it done. And for a limited time, save 10% on GAF Royal Sovereign 3-tab shingles and take an extra 20% off when you buy in bulk. You have jobs to do. We'll help you complete them with GAF Royal Sovereign shingles for 10% off. All other in-stock shingles are also eligible for 20% off bulk pricing. Available at the Home Depot.
Don't be left standing outside this season. Visit the Sportsbook Lounge at Samstown. Take a seat, take a sip, and win big. You won't miss out on any game action at Samstown Tunica. Must be 21 or older. Other restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 888-777-9696.
You always test the water, don't you? Whenever you get into the shower or the bathtub, you always make sure the water is not too hot so you don't get burnt. And the same thing is true if you're thinking of selling your home. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark's Bensdorf Realtors, celebrating 150 years in business. Back to the hot water. When you or someone you know is thinking of selling, make sure and test the water. Talk to 2 to 3 real estate brokers to find out not only what they think about your house and the price, but what they will do for you. And make sure that I am one of them. I have an award-winning, highly successful strategic marketing program with a Shell Bucks option that can mean the difference in whether you sit or sell. You can reach me at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. Find out why people often say that when you want the job done, call Shell Done. Between the internet marketing, our nationwide relocation business, and the Shell Bucks, you definitely need to call me at Shell Done Rosengarten at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. Do it now and don't get burnt.
Wonderful product. I've lost 111 pounds using that product. 111 pounds. You could not believe the difference. I went from a size 48 pant to a 33 pant, and I've maintained that now for over almost a year now. Yeah, absolutely. Andro 400 has helped me lose 111 pounds, and I've maintained my weight for almost a year now.
Thanks, James, for that inspiring testimony and 111 good reasons to choose Andro 400, the most effective and natural way to lose belly fat, increase libido, gain energy, strength and muscle while safely boosting your testosterone levels. So guys, how many reasons do you need for trying Andro 400? Well, here are two more great reasons. Order now and get free shipping plus an additional $6 off when you use the code SAVE6. That's SAVE6. Call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435, or go to andro400.com, andro400.com.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Promise to use radio.com sports NBA insider Brian Scalabrine. Insider call is always brought to you by the midsize mattress from Mercedes-Benz. Check out Scal and Pals on radio.com/SCAL and on the radio.com app. Just search Scal. Scal, what's going on, man?
I just good. I'm in Cleveland, so usually when I come to the city, it was to see the great LeBron James play, but no LeBron James, but it's a little Boston-Cleveland tonight, so it's, you know, the normal grind of the NBA.
You get to see the great Darius Garland come off the bench instead.
I do like Darius Garland, but I put him a little closer to Ja Morant. I don't think they're as close now as seeing Ja play the first couple games. Mm. Ja has a much better feel to the game than I thought. I think the hardest thing when I watch a point guard in college compared to the NBA is that feel for the game. And Darius Garland didn't have a lot of clips because he only played like 4.5 games. And Ja Morant, you're like, okay, he does some things well, but it's mostly scoring. He passes, but it's mostly, you know, like he drives and kicks to a guy. Like, Ja Morant has way more savvy and feel towards winning basketball than I could have even imagined.
Yeah, we like the sound of that. Like, there's no that. Question about it. We were actually just talking about Ja Morant before we brought you on, Scal. He's only playing about, what, 27, 28 minutes,
28
Jason?
Minutes a game.
28 minutes a game. His per 36 numbers are through the roof, averaging basically 25-7 per 36, but he's only getting 28 right now. Is that sort of when you're dealing with a team that's not contending, is that the smart thing to do as a coach to sort of manage minutes like that, especially a guy who plays as hard as Ja Morant does? Or, you know, because Memphis fans want to see as much as Ja as they can, especially considering there won't be many wins this year.
Yeah, true. But there's one thing that's that people don't talk about a lot in the NBA, and this holding guys accountable. You want to build the habits of, like, winning habits, habits where let's say you're guarding a screen and roll and you lay on the screen versus fight through the screen, right? And maybe the number at 35 minutes a night, you start laying on screens, and then what does that turn into, you know, 3 years down the road? But when you're playing high-level basketball and you got to get used to playing that, maybe for right now, as hard as he plays, he can only do it for 27 minutes. And then there's also the idea that long term, it can really end up hurting you if injuries or wear and tear. You know, guys coming from college are not used to this workload at this point. And maybe it's one of those things where they start, you know, right now, but in February, March, or even April, you might move the needle a little bit more and seeing what he could do over the course of 36 minutes a night. So I like the way that they're playing him. It's just I really like the way that he's playing. I think that he does more towards winning than a lot of guys. He's not celebrated just for his scoring and his assists. He does a whole lot more than that.
What about Jaren? If you look at the numbers right now, you know, his biggest challenge right now, and he wasn't on the floor last night, he's got some knee soreness. His biggest challenge right now is just staying on the floor, right? Playing and playing through fouls. He's having a hard time with that. Tim McMahon pointed out, to your point about the two of them, that only three of Jaren's baskets have come assisted off of Ja. And if you figure that's the entire point of the season, right, Scalabrine, to get those two comfortable together and seeing what they can become together, that is maybe even more than Ja's minute right now. More of a concern is that the two of them together aren't clicking.
You think a concern, or you think?
Like, well, I'm not out on the street corners going crazy through five games. Believe me, we're just right. Oh no, that's not that level of concern. But if this whole thing's about the two of them, we're just saying we'd sure like to see them out there, or at least playing two-man ball together a little bit more than we have.
Yeah, so you're used to seeing, like, this can keep it real, right? Conley-Gasol combination in the fourth quarter was one of the best in the NBA, right? So then you're used to seeing, like, these two guys work off each other. It'd be great for them to eventually get to that level, but it takes time for that to happen. You know, like, the idea that you trust that this guy's going to throw you, give it back, go to the dribble handoff, you know, play the two-man game, and, you know, that I'm sure – there's so many things to teach a young point guard when he's starting a season. You don't want it to be about, like, hey, let's just make it about you two guys going out there and scrapping the offense and just playing two-man game at times, even though ultimately, like, sometimes two-man game with a point guard and a big who could shoot is one of the hardest things in the NBA to stop. You know, you'll eventually get to that point, but if you just put so much emphasis on that early, it could hurt you later on down the road when you're talking about, you know, Ja's overall development and getting other people involved, or his driving kick, or his ability to come off of those dribble handoffs and explode to the basket. You know, he's thinking about all these other things versus just saying, like, hey, let's just play two-man game down the stretch.
Makes sense. Patience, you're preaching. I get that.
Yeah, for sure. Like, that's – and I think that's the common theme for Memphis. What has to be – like has to be the patience that we're gonna be good eventually, and we gotta grow with the idea that eventually we don't want these guys getting hurt. We want these guys growing the right way. We want to still put a lot of emphasis on their bodies and building up, you know, like becoming stronger, becoming more flexible, not missing your weight workouts because you're getting pressed and playing 35 minutes on Monday, mm-hmm. and now you can't do the extra work that you need to do, even though you're good and it's good that you're playing, you're getting the playing time to develop. What about what about you know the extra work that you need to do with your coaches working mm-hmm. on certain things or even in the weight room and building your body up?
Yep. We are, of course, talking to Brian Scalabrine, radio.com sports NBA insider. Insider calls brought to you by the midsize mattress from Mercedes-Benz. With the rookie class, have you been most impressed by Ja? Is it Tyler Hero for you? Like, who is the rookie that, you know, 2 weeks into the season, basically, you've been most impressed by?
Kendrick Nunn.
Mm-hmm. No doubt.
He doesn't look like a rookie.
He's 26 years old. I mean, so he does. Is he really a rookie?
Yeah, I know. The one thing that we should bring up, I would think a lot of guys would say this. When I was a rookie, and I'm not trying to be like the old guy on my lawn, right? Not at all. I love the way the game is played right now. But back in the day, it was like rookies never got calls. They would go to the basket, they'd get hammered, referee would just follow the whistle. I don't think it's like that anymore. I think they call the game like they call the game. I don't think that they give, at least so far of what I've seen across the board, like I don't feel like James Harden – gets any more calls than somebody else anymore. I think everybody, because, you know, the league is a really no-touch league now. So it's no-touch for everybody. It's not just no-touch for the superstars. It's no-touch for everybody. So these young rookies who have crazy ball skills and they can pull up and their skill level is just off the charts. Remember, a lot of these guys have had, like, personal trainers since they were 14 years old or even younger than that. Their ball skills are good. They're athletic as heck. And a lot of people don't know, you know, what their game is. They don't know that Tyler Hero likes to go right and step back, or they don't know that John Morant prefers to go, you know, left. Like they don't know those things yet. You start to watch a lot of basketball and you'll start to pick that stuff up. So when it comes to that, their athleticism, their quickness, their ball skills, I think the officials are giving these guys the benefit of the doubt, which, you know, like if you're a young player and you get, you know, two free throws and you can build a lot of confidence off of that. You know, like a lot of these guys, when they go out there and play, they're wavering. They could go one way one day, have 20 points. The next day they can have 2 points because that's just the way it goes for rookies, and most guys are used to that. But these young guys are showing us a ton of confidence with, you know, like a little layup here, a wide-open jumper here, getting to the free throw line there. So I've been really impressed by this class. They've already started talking, you know, the Michael Jordan class with Hakeem Olajuwon Jordan, and then they have the 2003 class, the 96 class, and they're talking about this class being like the next great class, and Zion Williamson hasn't even played a game yet.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. Pretty crazy. You are exactly right. Scaler, do you have the world's smallest violin out for the Warriors? Like, have you gotten that out already?
I know. I got an electric guitar, man. Like, I'm celebrating. Well,
I mean, it does feel good. Like the rest of the league, like they had a tyranny for so long, you know?
Yeah, and listen, I coach 1 year in Golden State. I love those guys. I love Steph Curry. I think he's a great human being, and he's an awesome worker. One of the best workers I've ever seen in my entire life. And my guy was Draymond Green. I loved his, you know, like how edgy he was. And he was edgy when he was not a guy who was well-known. He's just as edgy now. I love everything about them, but as the years go along and those guys have been roasting people and Steph Curry shooting shots and shimmy shaking on the bench without before the ball even goes in, like that rubs people the wrong way. So every night when they go into an arena, people are circling, you know, like, hey, we got the Warriors tonight. And I think it's actually helped them a little bit that Steph Curry's not out there, that Draymond Green's not out there right now, because they're like, now they're kind of sleeping on the Warriors because they got a bunch of players that they don't know. And they ended up beating Portland last night, and they had Charlotte on the ropes the other night with these young guys mm-hmm. that we don't even know who they are. So, yeah, like the NBA with Steph Curry and those guys, they feel like they owe them some punishment for all the punishment that they doled out, you know, the last couple of years.
Do you like this version of Boston better with Kemba in there? He's averaging 26. Tatum, more importantly, has looked more like, right, the star I think we all thought – we watched during his rookie season and all said, man, he's going to be one. But I do wonder about defensively. I mean, you take a Horford off any team, and there's going to be a big difference there. What do you think about this Celtics team and sort of where it finishes in the East? How good can they be?
Yeah, so you talk about the minus of Al Horford, mm-hmm. and that's going to hurt. But you also should bring up, you know, losing Kyrie defensively can really help too. So
no doubt. That's maybe that is a wash. Yeah, absolutely.
So if you watch the Nets play, like Kyrie, the Nets used to play pretty hard, and Kyrie doesn't play any defense in Brooklyn. So you got you. And I agree with you. At first, I was like, oh man, we're gonna miss Al. Mm-hmm. But what I did not factor in is like, yeah, but like the guy Kemba is a much better defensive player.
He's stirring it,
than Kyrie, because Kyrie doesn't try all the time on the defensive end. So you got a lot of guys like getting after it. You got a lot of guys impacting the ball defensively. So it makes a difference when you watch Boston, because their guards are in, they're picking up people, they're turning people, they're forcing a bunch of turnovers on guys. So defensively, I like this team a lot better. Offensively, the one thing last year, they were 29th in field goals in that restricted area. This year, they're like, I think they're sixth in the NBA. So, I think that that's important, right?
Like, yes.
I've never met a good team that didn't get to the restricted area and finish at the basket. So those two areas are really glaring to me. And I'm not a big chemistry guy. I know everyone probably thinks I am because I was like the ultimate high five guy on the bench and stuff like that. I'm not a chemistry guy. But I do believe in style of play, and I always believe the style of play with teams getting to that restricted area, getting to the free throw line, is a style of play that is conducive over the course of 82. You have to be able to do that, or else you're not going to be you're not going to be that good.
Right,
Scal. I'm sure you saw the news earlier this morning. John Collins from the Atlanta Hawks was suspended for 25 games for violating the terms of the NBA anti-drug program. He joins DeAndre Ayton. He joins Wilson Chandler. And every single time, nobody ever can believe that this happened. It's totally unbeknownst to me. I put something in my body that I didn't know was. I mean, like, do you ever think we will get to a point where a player is just like just keeps it real and says, you know what, I did it?
I don't know, but I will say this: he's about to lose $600,000. You would think for to ruin your reputation and lose $600,000 that you would pay more attention to what you put in your body. I don't know. I'm just saying. Yeah. Like if I knew $600,000 was on the line, I think I would come out and say, you see this bottle right here? I took this bottle and I bought it at GNC for $15. And it never says anything that's illegal on here. And this is how I got banged. But no one ever says that. Everyone says, I can't believe it. But I will say this. You watch John Collins this year, he's like in better shape. He's flying around the floor. So I know he got banged, but I doubt it was just that supplement he got from GNT or whatever it was. But I kind of hope that people would take accountability, but I don't believe that we live in a generation where people do take accountability.
Well, that is certainly true. I just feel like it's like you said, like we're talking about professional athletes who have, you know, who have agents and who have publicists and who have nutritionists and who have people sort of, you know, watching sort of everything they do.
Every moment of their day.
And somehow this one just sneaks in. You know, I mean, that's the part I have a hard time, you know, grasping with.
Yeah, I don't believe it. But you know, like, I guess what are they gonna say? And it's easy way out. And everyone always says, oh, I drank a drink that I picked up at GNC or whatever it may be. But you know, I don't know. I actually don't know how people would respond to that. Like, you know what? I cheated. I tried to get away with it. I'm trying to become an all-star. And I know if I'm an all-star, I get paid more money. So this is the reason why I did it. But I don't know.
you probably can't say that.
There is some truth to that.
Yeah.
If John Collins is an all-star this year and he's up for an extension and he ends up, you know, like having a really good year, let's just say this stuff works and whatever. I mean, it is documented that, you know, there's been all kinds of Olympic athletes or Lance Armstrong or whoever which have used this, and they obviously they're clearly bigger, stronger, faster. So it clearly must work. So if a guy I don't know why people don't own that. But you know, I guess it's just what it is in our society. But I'm with you. I had the radio show today, I had the podcast today, and we talked about the same thing. Like why is it so hard for people to take accountability to their actions?
How sustainable is what Phoenix is doing? They went and got a point guard. Booker can just concentrate on scoring. Last night they hand Philadelphia their first loss of the season. How about this Phoenix
team? you know what stands out, and I should have known this, and sometimes you're like a prisoner of your own, you know, environment, but I knew Aaron Baines was a stud. Baines. If Aaron Baines was on Boston, I would say that Boston have a really good chance of, like, kind of making noise in the playoffs. But he goes to Phoenix, and I kind of just write him off. Like, oh, no, so poor Baines, you know, that's my guy, but he's in Phoenix good. Right now, like, withering away. Mm-hmm. Go watch Aaron Baines set screens for Devin Booker.
Yep.
You'll never, ever see Devin Booker more wide open. It's unbelievable. And I was like, I knew this. It's not. I covered Baines 82 games last year. Mm-hmm. But you forget sometimes how important
he's
the
valuable.
Little things are.
Yes.
And he's made Devin Booker a much better player, which – to Devin Booker's credit, because he's getting so wide open all the time, he also doesn't force a lot of shots. He's like making the extra pass, because when you do get wide open, it causes the defense to shift. Now it makes your read so much better. When you're not getting open, the defense doesn't shift, so it doesn't look as wide open as you would think it does. But now he's coming off screen from Baines. He's wide open. He's turning corners. Defenses are adjusting, and he's finding dudes wide open. So it's fun to watch Phoenix right now. And I actually am super down on Portland for whatever reason. I'm down on Portland. No Biggs, Nurkic, Zach Collins is out. Not a big fan of Hassan Whiteside. So I actually, at this point, I know this sounds crazy, but I got Phoenix battling and probably going to be better than Portland.
Hey, Scal, always appreciate the time,
man. Brother.
Thank you.
You got it, guys. See ya.
Yes, sir. He is Radio.com Sports NBA Insider Brian Scalabrine. Insider Calls brought to you by the midsize Metros from Mercedes-Benz. Make sure you check out Brian's new show. It's Scal and Pals. You can check it out on radio.com/SCAL and on the radio.com app. All you got to do is search the word Scal. Real quick, I wanted to bring this up while we're on the topic of NBA. Jason, I saw an article at ESPN last night about Anthony Davis. Teasing the possibility.
I watched it.
Of playing for the Bulls.
Again, you're getting little snippets of it, so I wonder how much of this is just kind of getting sensationalized that Davis really didn't go in there with any intention of teasing Chicago fans or kids that he might come back. He was asked that question by a kid,
right?
As you know,
right? But he didn't just tease Bulls fans.
I know.
He teased Memphis fans as well.
Oh, I don't know about that part.
Yeah.
Well,
so
that's a good tease on your part.
Anthony Davis said that Derrick Rose, as a kid growing up in Chicago, because Anthony Davis is from Chicago as well,
right.
Obviously.
He says it's a mecca.
He said, Derrick Rose gave me hope. I actually wanted to go to Memphis, but then Coach Cal got up out of there.
Just turn another. I already got one pushed in me and turned with him talking about going to the Bulls and saying that there's validity to it, that maybe I'll consider it. Now you're just doing another one.
Yeah, so like if Anthony – obviously that would have been so many years after Cal left, but he would have clearly gone to Memphis. I mean, Anthony Davis would have been a Memphis Tiger, and they would have won a championship in 2012.
No.
Yeah, that's Memphis's championship. I'm claiming it. I'm claiming that Anthony Davis championship as Memphis's because he really wanted to go to Memphis, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, I think –
Pick Josh.
Is there anything wrong with us just claiming that 2012 championship? I mean, when you have, the biggest part of that title saying he wishes he was, at Memphis instead, it kind of, to me, I don't think it's that much of a stretch.
The question is, how far would Josh Pastner coached Anthony Davis have gotten in the tournament?
No, Cal would have been here. This is the.
I understand what you're saying.
Yes.
This is 2012.
Yeah, but Cal still
is here.
We're doing
what actually happened.
Well. At least a Sweet 16, right? Come on. It's Anthony Davis.
Josh has some good teams.
Dude, I could coach Anthony Davis to the Sweet 16. It's not – how hard can it be? How hard can – honestly, how hard can it be to coach Anthony Davis to the Sweet 16? You know, I think this – honestly, I think the same thing for Wiseman.
Well, I was going to ask you, do you compare – I mean, you're talking about the number one pick in next year's draft.
I think they're comparable.
So you think this is just so easy to go in there and replace Penny and Mike and Tony and right now just do it right now and go win one? Or is that a little bit different?
I mean, obviously, I think the day-to-day is important. I think establishing roles is important. But I also do think, and I said this before,
I'm waiting on the real Wiseman and Anthony Davis. Come on, even Jay Billis has called him Chris Bosh. But do we think he's Davis?
He's probably
level dominant at the NBA level.
Well, okay. Well, we're talking about Anthony Davis in college, though. You know, let's talk about
Anthony. He was still good, and he was on an evenly balanced team.
Was good.
Those numbers aren't going to bear out how good he really was,
well,
John.
Well, I'm saying I think the same will be the case with Wiseman. I think his numbers will not bear out how good he will actually be.
So that's what I'm asking you. You think he's got the same kind of ceiling as an Anthony Davis is what I'm asking you. in the NBA? I'm just asking.
No. Okay. No. I do not think that. I do not think he can. I don't think he can score as much as Anthony Davis. I don't think he has as much in his bag offensively as Anthony Davis. But I think he's a better defender. I think he can be a better defender than Anthony Davis. Absolutely. I think he can be like a Capella type defensively, just like a force. I think he can. And he's not like useless offensively. Like, he's got some touch to his game. You know, he can pick and roll, pick and pop. Like, he can do that stuff back to the basket if he needs to.
I would say I know he's come a long way, but to the point you're making, I'd still put his offensive game ahead of his defensive game.
Anthony Davis?
No.
Oh, you're saying about James? Oh,
yeah.
But I just think I think his money,
you're
like
not
making,
useless. Oh, he's good on
no,
the end.
No, he is. I mean, he is good. I just think like in terms of like getting those big contracts for him to do that, he'll have to be like a defensive force. You know what I mean? Like especially at that position, that's what they want in the league. Is like they got to be a rim protector.
Well, the best part is that we get to see him tonight.
Yes, we get to see him tonight. But Anthony Davis, just to go back to your point about him, I know people probably think he was just absolutely like 20-20 in college. He averaged 14-10.
It was a spread out team. I told you that.
But Memphis's will be spread out too, though. You know,
that's what we think James is going to average. I think you've hit 14. I think you've said literally 14-10, haven't you?
14-11. He's going to average four. He's going to do better. He's going to average a better stat line than Anthony Davis.
Precious Achiuwa might keep him from getting 11 rebounds.
He might. You're right.
An average 11 rebound. Precious might. Precious is that motor might keep James from getting, because Precious going to get that ball too.
And Penny also wants those guards to rebound too.
Stick their nose. They got to. It's going to look a lot better though with James in there. It won't look like, you know, where you need all guards coming in. Nobody can release at all, because again, that rebounding number is going to look a lot better with James in there tonight.
14-11 though is what I'm going to say.
14-11.
Yes.
That's a lot of rebounds on a team that's got Precious Achiuwa on it. They're going to be dominating. John, they won't have any rebound problems coming here to get 11 boards.
Now, all right, actually, when we come back, I'm going to throw some numbers at you from Anthony Davis's year at Kentucky, and we're going to decide whether James will be better or worse. We're going to go through some categories, and we're going to decide. I think this is a good exercise. We'll do that when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Kooky Canuck has the best lunch for only $7.99 and $2.50 happy hour Monday through Friday with two locations, Cordova on Germantown Parkway and downtown. Kooky Canuck is always an affordable experience and is open 7 days a week. Come and get your kooky on.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. From the login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can run my payroll and print my pay stubs, and then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf. And then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
By now, you've heard about the Wing Guru, the wing joint that is owned and operated by former Memphis Tigers basketball player Billy Richmond, who has taken his 25-plus years of wing experience and turned the Wing Guru into one of the most talked-about wing spots in the area. This is Gary Parrish, and hand to heart, I get asked about it all the time, about the Wing Guru, which is a proud sponsor of the University of Memphis and the Memphis Grizzlies, and let the record show, it's also a place so good that it's accepted special requests from opposing college and NBA teams when they're visiting Memphis. That's evidence that word spreads fast these days. Either way, don't forget, the Wing Guru also offers some of the best burgers and catfish in town, and everything is cooked fresh and on the spot. That's why it's developed into a destination spot. The Wing Guru, one is at $56.99 Mount Moriah. The other is at $71.99 Stage Road. And breaking news, a location is on the way in South Haven. If you're active or veteran military, you can stop by any storefront location and get 10% off your order, and pickup orders are available online, or you can have the Wing Guru delivered via DoorDash. That's the Wing Guru, Billy Richmond spot, on the web, thewingguru.com.
Are you looking for a new 2020 baseball bat or glove? All American Sporting Goods is now having their special Bat Friday sale on all bats and gloves. Now is the time to order for the best price. Don't wait until the start of the year or you will be spending more money. Order now. They'll guarantee delivery on your bat or glove before Christmas or your money back. So this is a perfect Christmas gift for your little slugger. They offer all of the top brands: Easton, Louisville Slugger, DeMarini, Marucci, Mizuno, Wilson, and many more.
Plus, they'll add your player's name and number on their bat free of charge. Visit their Facebook page for details or call 901-324-3783 if you have any questions. Order site open until November 17th. Free bat personalization and best price on all 2020 bats and gloves. All-American Bat Friday sale will match any advertised price, so take advantage of this exclusive offer. All-American Sporting Goods, serving the Mid-South for over 50 years.
Found the roof leak.
Where?
See those shingles?
Oh, what do we do now?
I pity the fool. You need the A-Team.
What?
A-Team Roofing in Collierville, one of only two diamond contractors in the Mid-South. They're a licensed general contractor, but also a licensed insurance adjuster. When it comes to insurance approval, the decision really is in the details.
Well, yeah.
Get your roof done right. Call the A-Team, 901-605-ROOF.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
You okay?
I'm A-OK.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
A heart in my Tasty Honey Nut Cheerios? Cereal, you trying to tell me you love me?
Actually, it's reminding you that it can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
Wait! They can help lower cholesterol? I've been so focused on the sweet, tasty taste that I completely forgot. Now I'm in love.
Learn more about making Honey Nut Cheerios part of your heart-healthy lifestyle by picking up a box at your local grocery store.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
The Live Love Memphis team. They just keep adding success stories. Our man, KT, Big Contar, he's a loyal listener to the show, and he was moving. So what did he do? Of course, he called the Live Love Memphis group, and they sold his home. That's what they do. It's as simple as that, Jason.
That's how it goes. That's how it went down for me. Don't know how to help Omen Riley. I thought I'd never be able to sell him. Boy, was I wrong. I called the folks over to Live Love, and I immediately stopped worrying because Jennifer Carstensen and her team, they took over. So Jason, stop worrying, fool. Let us take the deal. We'll show you what you've got to fix, right? Didn't have to spend thousands and thousands of dollars to fix the things needed to get the house sold, John, at the price point that we wanted. I got full ask with the buyer paying closing. That's the deal that Live Love worked out for me, and work out a deal for you just as successfully, if you'd like. Again, that number, 901-685-6000. I tell you every day, you should have it memorized by now. 685-6000, that's if you're trying to sell a house. Because there's only one right group to get with if you're trying to sell your home in a swift manner. That's the Live Love Memphis group. They're at livelovememphis.com.
University of Memphis plays their first game of the season tonight at FedEx Forum. And, oh, are you guys in for a treat? Because, ladies and gentlemen, live in front of a studio audience, it's the hit game show that's sweeping the nation, Jason, or probably just Raleigh. Unicorn or Unibrow.
I've always wanted to be on Price is Right.
Can we? I mean, where's our studio applause, dude? I mean, what is up with the production?
Oh, he's hard on a producer.
Yeah, I mean,
because he's been in that seat, as you know, BC, so he's a little harder on you than the other guys would be.
Thank you. It is a delayed applause, but they clapped all the same. Now, the game show is very simple, Jason, and you can play along at home if you'd like.
Always wanted to do this. Let's
just
go.
Tweet your answers into the Jason and John Show. You guys know our Twitter handles, Unicorn or Unibrow. James Wiseman makes his debut tonight, Jason. Much anticipated, as you know. And we were talking earlier. About how he will compare to Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis was a number one pick in the draft.
Yes.
James, and they kind of have the same build, right? James Wiseman, at this point, projected to be the number one pick.
I mean, Anthony Davis, let's be real, going to be a Hall of Famer, John.
Well, yes, we know that now, but we didn't necessarily know that at first. Okay, so what I'm going to ask you is, we're going to take the most important categories from Anthony Davis's first and only season at Kentucky, and I'm going to ask you, unicorn or unibrow? Are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm from Memphis, and I love my city. I'm ready.
Now, before we get started, I'm going to do this like a game show host. Jason, where do you come to us from?
Raleigh, Tennessee.
Raleigh, Tennessee.
Yeah, I'm back. I moved back to Raleigh.
Okay.
Got the Raleigh Town Center coming up. I moved up close to it.
Okay, here we go. Unicorn or unibrow, Anthony Davis in his freshman year at Kentucky averaged 32 minutes a game. Unicorn or unibrow?
Unibrow will average more.
Unibrow averages more than James Wiseman, 32 minutes a game. Well, how many minutes for James?
28 to 30?
28 to 30. I mean, so in the same ballpark.
Again, you're talking to the guy who just talked about a load management with James Wiseman. I think will be a storyline this year.
There's no wrong answer here, right, yet. I mean, there will be at the end of the season.
Well, where's my prize? I got the right answer.
Well, what do you want? You can't
a
say
prize,
that.
A prize, fool.
I want the showcase showdown.
I want it all.
You can't get that. That's one category, and it's impossible to know if that's true
or
not.
You know I'm right. He will not average that many minutes. Let's go.
Okay.
Balanced squad here.
Field goal percentage. Anthony Davis in his freshman year at Kentucky.
This is gonna be like, what, 70%, I'm sure.
Shot 62%.
62?
From
that's
the
lower
floor.
Than I thought it'd be.
Unicorn or unibrow?
James loved taking that three, though. He loves stepping outside and taking that three. It's going to get a lot of putback dunks. This is a good one. It's going to be close.
It is going to be close.
I'm going to go James ends up higher.
Unicorn!
James ends up higher. The unicorn
wow.
here. Yeah.
I'm going to disagree
because
with you.
Because you've got enough three-point shooters already.
I'm going to disagree with
get
you.
Get your big tail in there and dunk some,
what
James.
Did Tarik average that year where he set the – I mean, like 70?
Like, yeah, everything was a dunk,
yeah.
John, and he didn't
yeah.
shoot a three at all.
I guess it's
so
possible.
There was no threat of taking it outside and shooting it
Tarik. I guess it is possible. By the way, if you take out three-point percentage, he didn't take that many. He shot 65% from the field, but 62% overall. Okay.
James going to end up higher.
Free throw percentage. Anthony Davis in his one and only year at Kentucky shot 71% from the stripe.
Solid.
Unicorn or unibrow?
I'm a James going to go over that. He is a skilled
hey!
Jay Billis, Chris Bosh clone. Well, what Chris Bosh shoot from the line? Better than 71.
Okay. Moving on to
from what I've seen of him at East too, he's a better than 71% free throw shooter.
Moving on to rebounds here. Anthony Davis in his only season at Kentucky averaged 10.4 rebounds a game. Unicorn or unibrow?
Unibrow's going to get him right there.
Unibrow gets
him? And I just told you why. Because
you
of a
sound
man
so
named,
sure.
Because of a man named Precious Achiuwa. Like, I mean, how can you have two guys averaging double-doubles on the squad? I'm not sure that you can. Precious going to lead this team.
So how many rebounds you giving James then?
A nine.
Okay, so yeah. Right underneath. Okay. Yeah. Let's move on to blocks. James is obviously going to be the rim protector on this
Davis's
team.
I'm number here. I really am.
Anthony Davis in his one and only year at Kentucky averaged 4.7
Dang.
Blocks a game. Unicorn or unibrow?
Bro, come on. Unibrow all day.
Yeah, that's hard to do.
I'll be happy if James Wiseman has 2.5 a game.
Yeah.
I'll be happy with that.
I mean,
especially next to Precious.
What did Austin average that year where he set the record? Like 2.8 or something, maybe?
Close to 3,
yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
And that was an unbelievable year.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like it can't be done. And then
I suspect James ends up in the 2.5 to 3 range.
And then finally, Anthony Davis averaged 14.2 points per game with the Wildcats in his one season. Unicorn or unibrow?
Unibrow, 13.9 for James.
Oh, man.
It's not a cop-out.
13.9?
It's what it's going to be.
So but what you are saying is that
13.9 and 9. That's a good line for him.
13 and 9.
That's really 14.
Yeah.
I said 13.9.
13.9
and 9.
Gotcha.
Rebounds.
Gotcha. And that's very comparable to Anthony Davis.
So the 14 and 10.
At Kentucky.
It's 14 and 10 or 16 and 10 for AD?
14 and 10.
14 and 10.
Yeah.
He's right there.
Basically the same
Not
player.
Not same with blocks, though. Not same.
Okay, let's.
No, Anthony Davis off the chain.
There's almost
5 blocks a game.
There's one category that's left. Anthony Davis.
You're trying to.
The NBA draft that summer went number one overall.
Of course.
To the New Orleans Pelicans. Unicorn or unibrow?
It's going to be a wash. They're both going to go one.
So, gotcha.
Unicorn wins. I mean, they're both win.
Right.
They
a
both
push.
Go one.
But that's really what I was asking. Now, you think
I'm sorry, Cole Anthony, who Jay Billis and the rest of the country loves you, say your most exciting thing college basketball feels like. I'm sorry, Anthony Edwards. I'm sorry, Melo Ball. All y'all will have to bow down to 7-1 James Wiseman come draft night. He's going number one. He's still 7-1.
Right, exactly. I think that is the
unless
ultimate.
The Grizzlies got the number one pick.
Unless the
and
right.
And then it could go different.
Well, because if the Grizzlies are the number one pick, they have to take Anthony Edwards, don't they? Maybe we're not sold on Jaren.
Maybe 6'7" Melo. I don't know. You ask Givony. He says that dude says Melo's a can't miss almost at this point.
If Jaren can't stay on the floor. 6'7" Melo? If Jaren can't stay on the floor.
Well, Jaren, I'm going to do what Scalabrine told us and be patient. Okay. With Jaren and Ja and still believe that Jaren's going to be an elite level big.
Yeah.
And so that would take me away from, right, because they're so similar.
Yeah. All right, listen, we're going to be joined by Chris Moore in the third hour. This is going to conclude the debut.
Get to the showcase showdown.
The pilot, and I think we're getting canceled. The ratings were that bad. We're getting
Bluff
canceled.
Bluff City Law.
We're going the way of Bluff City Law. But maybe next year. Maybe it's next good. Year. That will do it for us with the Unicorn versus the Unibrow. We will come back. Chris Moore scheduled to join us at around 1:25. He's making his decision on Memphis, Auburn, or Arkansas on November the 15th. He's a four-star prospect right there in West Memphis. We'll talk to him about what's going into that decision and more at 1:25. Jason and John, 93.9 FM, ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sport.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.